When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the true story of a New York City boy with big town hopes and small neighborhood dreams of becoming BFFs with the Real Housewives and other Bravo celebrities. Then, one day, that dream actually came true. Let me take you behind the velvet rope.
Hey everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. Let's just get right into it today because we are joined by Miss Heather Mariana. I said your last name right, didn't I?
Yes, but funny story. One time I was on national TV and they called me Heather Marinara.
I mean, I guess I could see that, but you know, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm just, I got to the office really early today because Pence is having a rally 15 minutes from my office.
Now, are you in Vegas or am I just making that up? Like around Vegas?
Yeah, I live in Vegas and my office and my factories where we make all the skincare are actually in Boulder City, Nevada.
Wow.
So I had to leave early because they were going to close the highway.
That's crazy. And I'm looking at your office. Are those like flowers behind you? They look so pretty.
Yeah, it's an entire rose wall. Yeah.
I can't. We're going to get into your product because I've got a lot to say. I got what you sent me. It's amazing. I'm obsessed. So we have to talk about it.
Yeah.
But let's start with some Bravo stuff. So, you know, for everyone who doesn't know, you were on Tour Group. Listen, we represent every Bravo show here behind the velvet rope.
Oh my God. And the shittiest show Bravo ever made.
Would you say the shittiest or the silliest?
Shittiest.
Well, I mean, it lasted a whole season.
I mean, they spent so much money on it, I think they didn't have any other choice.
Was it a lot of money, I guess, what, to just like all the travel? Like they paid for all the travel and everything?
Yeah, actually, I'm really good friends with Amy Chacon. She was one of the head producers. She actually produced, she's an Emmy Award winner for like Amazing Race and stuff. And she produced that show because of the travel aspect. She said it was the most expensive show Bravo's ever made.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess because they had to fly all of you around everywhere.
Yeah, they did. I mean, they flew everyone coach. I upgraded my seats most of the time.
Just like on your own.
Yeah, I had to.
You just didn't want to fly in the back with everyone else.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Well, there you go. I don't even know how the ratings were, but that's one way not terrible. I mean, listen, they've tried. I mean, I wonder if it's still the most expensive show with all the salaries. Like some of these housewife salaries have really gone up there, but
it might have been like production-wise expensive.
Wow.
I'm still really good friends with one castmate, Jay Ward. We're like so tight. Yeah.
But And you met on that show.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it was a good idea, like following, you know, a bunch of travelers around that were like at different points in their lives.
Well, when they approached me and put me on like the hold for the show, I was the first person. And then I was on this like 2-year hold. It was so annoying. But they told me it was going to be a bunch of hot, sexy singles running around the world. And I was like, well, hell yeah, sign me up. Like, who's going to be the hot guys? Like, I was like late, you know, because my luggage got lost and I was not leaving New York without my luggage. And I show up and I was like, sexy? Not so much.
Because that show, like if they did like a Love Island or like Bachelor Nation type show traveling, I think that would be great.
I think that's what they were trying to do, but then they kept like moving production and I think they lost a lot of their original cast members and I don't know. I just think they went totally sideways. I mean, I got there and I just clearly didn't give a fuck. I mean,
if
anybody watched the show, I was like, yeah, I'm not going to do that. Yeah, I'll pass.
You know? You expected to see a bunch of hot guys.
Well, yeah. And like, I mean, it was just pretty, pretty bad.
How'd you get involved in the first place with it?
They called me because I did that show on Oxygen, my shopping addiction, like years ago. And that was like the highest rated episode ever.
Really?
Yeah, it was just me. I was just me, my normal self. And so they called me and wanted me to be on that show. And I was obviously very excited about it with, you know, what they told me the premise and stuff was going to be. Did it turn out that way? No. Did I get a free trip around the world? Great. You know?
But there was that one hot guy, the two brothers. They were both kind of cute.
Oh my God.
No.
They were so like,
I mean, listen, I'm like grasping at straws. Like, I'm just saying like the best of the worst.
You are grasping. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Michael Cook. And I can't remember his brother's name. They were, they really brought an element, I think, to the show because they had never been anywhere and they were like really funny. Like, I remember we were like in Thailand and they asked me to get on my phone to see if I could find a restaurant that they really loved called Ryan's Steakhouse. I didn't even know what this place was. And I was like, what the hell? Like, they're just so different, you know, but they were really nice. Yeah. Small town, you know, great people, but they were cool. They were nice. I mean, everybody on the cast was cool. It just wasn't the show like that I think it could have been, you know?
Totally.
And then they had that stupid fake love triangle that nobody believed. I mean, it was just dumb. And I think another mistake that Bravo made was they had a production team from London, you know, even though they had American producers. Michael Carroll was one of the producers. He's a producer on The Bachelor. He's one of my really good friends still. And they had like more of like London people trying to do the storylines, and I don't think they really got like American reality TV, like what we really watch it for, because I mean I'm addicted to reality TV. Who isn't, you know?
We're gonna talk about that too. So wait, yeah. So when you were cast, what they said, like, just you're on hold, like sign this contract or
And then I was like, okay. And I mean, I was starting my company, Beauty Kitchen, and I really wasn't doing much other than vlogging and YouTubing, like how to make a face mask, you know, how I got started. So I didn't really care, but I mean, I was excited to do the show, but I just, once I got there, I was like, this is just not really what I wanted to do. That's why I just really didn't care. And I was like, yeah, I didn't really do any of the activities, or I didn't really care to be filmed. You know, I was just there.
No one told you, like, okay, like 2 years later.
Sure, though, like behind the scenes, like I was like a lot of the fights, like I started them behind the scenes, and I was like, since I don't really want to be on the show, I'm just gonna put my producer hat on here.
I was just gonna say it was like you were a producer,
basically. That's why I'm good friends with them still.
What about, I mean, when you didn't want to film it, were they like, Heather, you need to get in there. Like, you can't just, like, you got to be in the scenes. You signed the contract.
Yeah, and I would say, well, then I think you should just send me home then. You know?
And they were like, we don't want to send you home.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't really want to do a lot of the activities. I mean, there were reasons behind it. Like, you know, I'm a big, like, lover of animals, and I don't really believe in, like, riding abused camels. Like, I'm not gonna do that. I don't know how to swim, so I wasn't gonna learn how to scuba dive. You know, I mean, there was a lot of things that I just didn't want to do.
You're like, process of elimination. I just don't want to do any of these things.
I'm like, I don't know how to swim, you know? Like, what am I gonna do? Like, die? No.
Did they finally give up and just were like, all right, she's a lost cause, like she's not gonna do what she doesn't want to do, let's just stop making her? Or
no,
they still...
not really. I got threatened a lot, but you know, I handled it.
Like, how were you threatened? I mean, that's what I was gonna say. I mean, that's what I would assume.
Yeah, I mean, I got, let's just say that some executives showed up in another country and told me to get my game face on.
They were like, you signed this contract, like the choice really isn't yours.
Yeah, and I don't want to say like I'm a difficult person, but I mean, it's like if you signed up to do a TV show and then you go and it's not the TV show, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, you think you're going to be on The Housewives and you end up on, I don't know, something else. You know what I mean? It's just, it was like, I felt like I was lured into something that really wasn't like what it was, you know? And I love reality TV and I have no problem doing it. I love it, but I just want to do what I was told that we were going to be doing, you know?
And so in your words, it was the stupidest show Bravo ever made. Like, listen, it wasn't, you know, the Beverly Hills Housewives.
No, I mean, I think it had, like I said, I think it had potential. And I think if they just had a better cast, you know what I mean? And more, you know, maybe sexy single people and drama of, you know, somebody hooked up with somebody in Morocco, but now this girl's pissed. And, you know, that's what we want to see. I mean, we're the reality TV viewers. We know what's going to work and what's not going to work. And I
try to
tell them that from the beginning, but, you know, what do I know?
Did you watch Camp Getaway on Bravo?
Yeah, and I thought that was stupid. And I also thought that show, Après Ski, wasn't that on Bravo too? That was so stupid. I was in Paris because I used to go there a lot. I used to have a place there. And I was stuck and it was like snowing and I had my Apple or whatever. And I watched that whole season and I was like, this is I didn't like it.
Did other people like on the show tour group, like, did they think it was dumb too? Like, could you tell it was?
No, they all thought they were going to be famous. It's like, what are you doing? Yeah. Nobody thought it was stupid.
So they all thought they were making like the next Real Housewives of like New York City.
And then like, I remember we were on, when we were filming it, they were like, oh yeah, there's going to be a season two. I go, of what? The same people, boring ass people traveling again. I'm like, what are you even talking about? Like, it just got too much.
So it's not like you saw it and you were like, oh my God, like you just knew as they were making it, like this is going to be horrible.
I mean, as any avid reality TV show watcher, you know, I mean, I've been behind the scenes on a lot of shows because I have a lot of friends that are on shows and you can just tell like, oh, that's going to be good. Or, you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. Did like the producers know also, were they like, oh my God, somebody do something. This is so boring. Or were
Oh yeah. That's why like I had to like help, orchestrate like fights and stuff, you know? Like when Michelle went off on Amy, like I was like totally in the background laughing my ass off because I just made the whole thing up, you know. It was great.
If it was like young hot singles, it would have been like, listen, there's a reason Vanderpump Rules is like such a stellar show.
Exactly. And even though they're like having their houses and they're married now and everything, it's still like a good show. You know what I mean? Because it's like you've been invested with these people, you know?
Hey guys, you know, I've been working really hard bringing you Behind the Velvet Rope 5 days a week. And there is nothing like that Friday feeling that I have. I wait for Fridays knowing I can just relax and I can sleep and I can catch up with friends and I can have a great glass of wine. Well, I no longer have to wait for Friday for that once a week Friday feeling to kick in because of First Leaf. It's award-winning wine from First Leaf. With that, any day can feel like a Friday. It's a wine club that sends you personalized selections of wine from top vineyards around the world. The wine comes directly to you. You literally go on tryfirstleaf.com and you fill out a really fun quiz. It doesn't just ask you what types of wine you like and dislike. Do you prefer reds? Do you prefer whites? It asks you what your palate is like. Do you like almonds? Do you like cheese? Do you like olives? It literally asks you all about your preferences. And based on their very unique algorithm, then 6 bottles are hand-picked for you by the experts, and the wine comes to your house. Literally, what is better than getting 6 bottles of wine in the mail? And what I love is it's a monthly program, but it's very simple. So if you drink really fast like me and you need to renew quicker, you can adjust and shorten the time and have the wine delivered quicker. But if you need to take a pause and you drink slower, you're going somewhere perhaps, you can pause and then come back to it. The bottles come right to your front door. You don't have to go to any grocery store or wine store. The quiz is so fun. Out of the 6 bottles that I just got, the Rancho Campo 2019 Malbec Malbec is amazing. It's my favorite. And literally, if you don't like the wine, there is a money-back guarantee, but it's based on your preferences and the quiz you fill out. So chances are you're going to get wine that you actually want to drink. So what are you waiting for? You can get that Friday feeling like I do every single day with First Leaf. Join today and you'll get 6 bottles of wine for $29.95 and free shipping. Let me just repeat that. $29.95 and free shipping for 6 bottles. Guys, that's crazy. So go to tryfirstleaf.com/velvetrope. tryfirstleaf.com/velvetrope. And it's First Leaf. That's 6 bottles for $29.95, free shipping. You're not going to do better. And DM me and thank me and let me know what your selections are and how you're enjoying your wine.
Totally. Yeah, but it just wasn't, you know, I think it was a big mistake.
And one of the main reasons you did the show is you were like at a crossroads in your life because you were engaged 13 times.
Oh, well, I mean, that's what they said. I mean.
Were you really engaged 13 times?
Yeah, I have been, yeah.
Do you have 13 rings that you've kept?
I have 11.
That's not bad. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, this is where my sick mind goes. Like, just like, do you have the rings at least?
Of course, yeah.
Well, you
I think at that time of my life, you know, I've always been a business owner. I've always been busy. I used to tend to date men that were, say, I could turn them into, like, you know, my free assistant or whatever, you know? And I think now that I'm a little older and my one of my companies is about to go public on the Canadian Stock Exchange, you know, and I'm going to have more time, you know, maybe I want to find like more of an equal, you know?
Who are these boys that you wanted to turn into your, where is it like the typical like younger hot boy?
Oh, well, I mean, not all of them were, you know what I mean? Like, they weren't like losers or anything, but yeah, I have a tendency of, I can get people whipped pretty easy, I guess.
And then you just called it off at the end.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, no judgment, better that than marry the wrong person.
Yeah. And I don't want to be divorced, and you know, I'd rather be single than settle, you know, like,
totally.
I feel like so many, like, I have this thing, like, I'm like, okay, I'm going to give you 6 months, you know, because I feel like 6 months, you kind of know what's going on, you know, like 8 month mark, if it's not hitting, not firing on all, whatever you say, then peace out, you know?
I give people like 2 dates. So I applaud you for giving them 6 months. I mean,
well,
I think
I am very busy. So it's really hard to like make time,
totally.
You know, sometimes I'm like, literally, this is my schedule that my assistant prints out every night. We call it the book, like the worst.
Oh my God. So that's just, is that just for one day? That whole stack of papers?
2 days.
Wow.
And so I'll be like, okay, October 19th, I can have lunch with you. And then let's, you know, so.
I get it. I get it. You're preaching. So it's typically been like whatever, and now you're at a different point where you think you might want to date a different type of guy.
Yeah, I think so. I think everybody gets like that. I mean, I turned 42. I know, I look so young. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, that's because of your products, which we'll talk about.
Yeah, I know. So I'm like, hey, maybe it's time, you know? We'll see. I'm going to have a lot more time on my hands because I'm going to have a much bigger staff come next year.
So what reality shows, like, you just were always into reality TV way before you were even on TV?
Oh yeah. I mean, right now I'm really heavily into 90 Day Fiance.
Which, okay. Well, let's just also talk about the fact that you were on 90 Day Fiance.
Oh yeah. With Larissa. That was my house. Yeah.
Okay. So here's the thing. I am literally probably the only person ever that I don't watch Love After Lockdown or whatever.
Oh, me neither. I haven't gone into that,
I don't watch 90 Day Fiance. I know it's a whole nother world. I know.
Oh my God.
My
publicist hooked on it. Like,
but
seriously.
See, this is why I'm afraid to watch. Okay. So this is what happened with Selling Sunset. I didn't watch it. And then I'm like, I'm just going to watch the pilot of season 1 and I'll be done with it. Cause I don't have no time for a new show.
Then
I watched
the whole thing.
I was like, I've never seen a show that's as good as this in my life. I'm obsessed. Selling Sunset is the best. It's the best thing that's ever existed. Yeah. So I'm afraid, isn't like 90 Day Fiancé, aren't there like 800 seasons that I've already missed?
Yeah, so this is the thing. So all you have to do is text me and I can give you the Cliff Notes version.
But I need.
Basically, yeah. Like I started watching it back when Anfisa was on there. She's like the OG gold digger. She was great. But yeah, I mean, it's like these people, obviously, you know, the premise, you know, they get married and there's 90 days the other way. Like there's this lady, Jenny from Palm Springs, this old lady. And she,
she married a hot guy from somewhere else.
No, she thought the hot guy was DMing her on Facebook, but turns out it was an Indian guy named Sumit who was catfishing her, but she still fell in love with him and she moved to India. It's like a fucked up mess, but it's like the best show ever.
I mean, it sounds great. Like I mean, it's not that. I just think I would love it too much.
Yeah, I think I know you're so busy like I am, but man, well, I have a TV on my desk. And so I kind of just buy all the seasons and I just, while I'm working, I like try to catch up a little bit, you know?
And you're friends with Larissa, who's on there. And that's how you got on?
So Larissa and I have the same publicist. We're acquaintances. I did a skincare line launch thing with her. I'm a supporter of her. I think, you know, she moved here thinking, you know, she was going to get married to Colt, you know, and I don't think she even knew like that he lived with his mom and all those cats and stuff. So, I mean, I'm a supporter of her, you know, she's living the American dream now, you know?
And so that's what it is. Like, I mean, I know it's like, it's a stupid question, but it's literally people that like need a green card.
Yes.
And they will move. Who is moving anywhere for, I don't know. I mean, it shocks me that people leave a certain country for someone else.
Oh, no. There's a guy that was on the last season and he's from Vegas and he had a Ukrainian girlfriend and he was so in love with her and they were going to get married, but she would only talk to him on this app that he had to pay her for. It was like, are you like, so dumb?
Yeah.
It's a really, really good show, but you'll get like addicted. Then you get into like Instagram, like the 90 Day meme pages. Like, I mean, it's a whole thing.
I mean, listen, it's not a highly rated show for nothing. Like it's got to have, people like love it.
Freaking number one, you know, everywhere. And then I'm good friends with Darcy that's on the show. And I just love her. She's so authentic. And I love her show, her spinoff show. It's so good.
And you were there to give Larissa advice on how to find a sugar daddy?
Well, basically, I just told her that's what she needs to do because I'm not a fan of her boyfriend. I mean, let's face it, you know, he doesn't have any money.
What, besides 90 Day Fiancé, like, what else are you loving?
Well, what am I loving? Okay, obviously, I love The Housewives. I love Beverly Hills Housewives. I love that the new one, Sutton. Do you like her?
I had her on this show. I mean, a lot of people don't like her. I love her. She's like, listen, she's really authentic. When she was on this show, she told a story about like going to her beach house for like 3 weeks and she like shipped the piano there and she got so much hate for it. And I'm like, listen, if you had like fuck you money and you were going somewhere for 3 weeks, you'd want your piano too. So like, at least she's authentic to herself.
Yeah. I really like her and she's just so Southern and cute, you know, I like her a lot. So obviously I like The Housewives. I like the new Leah girl on New York.
You do.
I think she kind of brings something different to it. You know,
she was good. I think she had a good first season.
I'm sad that Clip is gone.
Really?
Yeah, because she would get so fucked up. And it was like, damn. Sonia Morgan is just the G, though. I mean,
I was just going to say she has Sonia left. Really?
Yeah, I mean, I saw that it was like for rent. And I was like, I wonder if they do like monthly rentals on that. Because I'm going to be going to Montreal a lot next year. And I told my assistant, I'm like, I swear I will rent Sonia Morgan's townhouse for a month and go back and forth.
She should do monthly rentals because a lot of people just to say they stayed there would probably do it.
Yeah. And it was like 30 grand for the month, but I guess it's like a perfect location too.
I think she might have like lessened it.
Yeah.
Now, I think. So you love The Housewives. You love Vanderpump Rules.
I like Vanderpump Rules. Vanderpump Rules is good.
Like, what's your favorite show on Bravo? Beverly Hills Housewives?
I mean, I think all the housewives. I'm excited for Orange County to come back. You know, I know Alexis Bellino is one of my best friends.
I love me some Alexis Bellino.
Yeah, I actually just talked to her. I'm planning a surprise trip to see her girls and her son.
So let's talk about your business. And then I have questions about the Orange County Housewives because two of them were at one of your events. So let's talk about Beauty Kitchen.
Yeah.
So what
products did my office send you? Because I gave them an idea of what to send.
But. Yeah, well, that's the other thing. Thank you for the product. So first of all, whatever they say, you know how like sometimes people say they're going to send you things and you open the thing and there's like two products, which I'm not criticizing getting two products. They sent me a shitload of stock. So thank you.
Yay.
The things that stuck out that they sent me were the charcoal clay mask.
So amazing.
The like skin polish, which was orange peppermint.
Oh yeah. That's a great, you don't need lotion after. You can use it on your face too.
Then, I mean, I have all of it. This grapefruit exfoliate. I just love like a grapefruit or like a scent like that.
Yeah.
And then there was some hydrating gel, I noticed there were like all these different, like I liked all the different scents. Like they were all fresh.
Well, they all do different things. So, you know, the grapefruit exfoliant is really good for acne, you know, then we have a blemish blaster scrub that's really good for acne. We have our rose line, which is great for anti-aging, which is what I use all the time.
That's what I need. And I also love rose. There might be some in there. I have to open it again.
Yeah.
Using some of it.
Yeah. The red seaweed mask is a tightening mask. So I put it on my neck and like my hands every night. I mean, my hands are starting to look a little veiny. I'm going to get that fat transfer. You know, I'm like,
they don't look so veiny.
I'm like, ooh, that's scary hand. But, you know, so but I put it on my hands and my neck. That really helps to like tighten your skin.
How did you get into this? Like what, like, how do you start this company? Like where does Beauty Kitchen come from? You just have an idea and the next thing you know what you're doing and you have a company.
Yeah. So it was a really weird story. So, I moved to Vegas. I had a corporate job. I was a consultant for a marketing firm and I quit the job. I was traveling a lot. I didn't like it. It was too much. The CEO was annoying. He was like super, like, it was all men and they were always like talking shit behind my back and stuff, you know, like, sorry, I close more deals than you. You know what I mean? It doesn't mean I'm sucking someone's dick. You know what I mean? I'm just better than you, you know? So
it was like the good old boys club.
Yeah. And I was like, I killed everybody. Like I dominated it. And so, I just quit. And then I was like, I'm not working right now. What do I want to do? So all my friends, long story short, I've been making skincare products for a long time. Fixing my friend's faces. We're on vacation, like from stuff from the hotel kitchen. Like, I'm like, you need to scrub that with this and your zit will go away and all this stuff. And so I started a YouTube channel to show people how to make stuff. And then some celebrities started using my stuff, like Brandy Glanville started tweeting about my coffee scrub and other people. And then it just kind of, people were like, oh, you need to sell this. And I was like, okay. So then I like got packaging done and then I got my first off warehouse and I just kind of built from there, you know, and then I got invited to go to like the Emmys, Oscars, all that stuff, like how they have the gift lounges.
Yeah.
But most brands have to pay, you know, like $25,000. I never got charged because the celebrities were asking if I was going to be there because they wanted my stuff. And so I was like, okay, great. You know, like when Viola Davis is asking if you're going to be at a gifting suite, they're going to for sure let you come for free, right? So, yes. So I just started doing that, making connections, and that's it. Now I have an entire building, 3 stores, this office, about to have another store. I'm in the Lapeer Hotel in LA. About to finalize my office in Montreal. It's crazy. It's crazy times. I mean, I can't believe it. I mean, I've done a lot since 2013.
So you have like a real legitimate business, which isn't that better than just being a reality TV star?
Oh yeah. I mean, I love reality TV, but I feel like I'm the type of person that I'm like, maybe I should be like the friend of that starts shit. You know, like the lady that ate the bow off of Heather Dubrow's cake.
Oh, yes.
Get in and out, you know?
Well, that's kind of like what you did on 90 Day Fiancé and on Tour Group, really.
Yeah, and like, and you know, I was supposed to film some more stuff with Larissa, but I'm busy, you know? So my friend Hannah.
I'll admit it. As important as it is for me to eat healthy and put the right nutrients into my body and hydrate, I'm really not great at it. I'm always on the go. I'm never making that a priority, and I'm always hungry. This was a real problem until I discovered 310 Nutrition. I love 310 Nutrition's water hydrators. You just add them to water, and they make your water taste so much better. They also have refreshing lemonade mixes. My personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. I love their caramel sundae, their vanilla cake, the shamrock cream. I drink one of these shakes, and it totally satisfies my hunger. They're low in fat and low carbs, which I love. They also satisfy my carb craving. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE.
In 10 days, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Stone my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Kind of took over and did most of that stuff.
Was Brandy Glanville like the first kind of like celebrity, air quotes, to start? It's that time of year again, my favorite time of year. Holiday shopping season is back. And normally that means one thing, drawing a blank on what to buy for the men in my life. But not this year. This year I've got it all figured out and you can too. Head on over to DukeCannon.com. That's right, DukeCannon.com. They have holiday-themed grooming gifts like Frothy the Beer Man gift set or the Beard That Stole Christmas gift set. Now, the Frothy the Beer Man gift set and the Beard That Stole Christmas gift set, they're both $20. That's right, $20. And they're really fun. So the Frothy the Beer Man gift set, you get three huge bars of soap. They're 10 ounces each. Two of them are the big ass beer soap and one is the big American bourbon soap. And that's right, they're infused with an adult treat, booze. The beer soaps, you guessed it, are infused with beer, and the bourbon soap is infused with bourbon, but they do not smell like alcohol. So if you're worrying, wait, I'm going to shower and smell like alcohol, no. They're just woodsy. They're like sandalwood, oak barrel is the bourbon smells like oak barrel, and they're very masculine scents. And these bars of soap are huge. And they're really fun. Like the way it's packaged is really, really fun. And don't take my word for it. Go to DukeCannon.com and see for yourself. The Beard That Stole Christmas gift set is also $20. You get two amazing different smelling beard oils and you get a beard wash. It literally tamed my beard. My beard has never felt so good, and it will do this for the man in your life as well. And it smells of cedar, and they're very good masculine scents. So these are just two examples. Head on over to DukeCannon.com. And seriously, don't take my word for it. These are packaged so fun. These are just two examples. They're unexpected. They're useful for any guy. And right now, because you're listening to this podcast, enter promo code VELVETROPE and you get 10% off your next order. You also get free shipping with orders over $30. So if you get both of these at $40, you already got your free shipping. So it's free shipping with orders over $30 and enter VELVETROPE. That's Duke Cannon. Enter VELVETROPE and you get 10% off your next order. And if you want to buy them in person, they're available at some of your local Targets. Guys, this is perfect, masculine, fun for the man in your life. I use it. I love it. DukeCannon.com. Tweeting about you?
Yeah, there was a lot. And then like then, you know, Lisa Vanderpump and Pandora, I started doing stuff for their dog foundation, sponsoring that for their gala, and just all kind of went from there. I mean, it's so hard to remember, you know, it's like, I wish I still had like those old tweets and stuff.
Did you interact with Lisa in person, or it was all over like tweets?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And like Pandora and I talk, I mean, we text, she was going to maybe come to my LA event, but you know, people in LA are still very like weird about getting out, you know?
They are.
Yeah. But we had a really good turnout for the Mariana event. Like I had some pretty good people come. Actually, great story.
Tell about me. That event.
Great story. So I had a bartender booked. This was just like a couple weekends ago. It's on, the pictures are on the Mariana Naturals Instagram. So I literally, in the morning, the bartender cancels of the event. So guess who came and saved the day for me? He's such a nice guy. Peter from Sir.
Really?
Yeah. He came and bartended. He didn't even want me to pay him. Of course I did, because I didn't feel right about that, but he went to the store and got everything we needed to finish the bar. Like, the guy is so nice.
How did that come about?
Saved the day.
Peter Madrigal saves the day.
I know. I just messaged him and I was like, do you know any bartenders? And then he called me and he was like, I called a couple people. He's like, and then I could hear him on the phone. He was like, oh, you know what? I'm just going to come do it for you. And I'm like, are you serious? Like, I literally wanted to cry, because it was like everything was going fucking batshit, you know, behind the scenes. Like, I had this bitch go nuts on me the night before. I had to ban her ass. I had to hire security. It was really? Like so much shit. So much shit behind the scenes. And I was like, now I don't have a bartender. I don't even know what fucking drinks we're making, because the bartender created the drinks that isn't showing up.
And Peter was just like, I'll just do it myself.
Yeah. And it was, and he was the coolest guy. And then after the event, we ordered a bunch of Sugarfish boxes. I love that sushi.
So good.
Stacks of boxes, ate and said thank you. And he went home. He's such a great guy. Like, he saved the day for sure.
Oh my God. That's like hilarious.
I know, right?
Who else was anyone else at the LA event that we would know, or everyone's? I mean, I know a lot of people are staying in now.
Yeah, let me think.
And Viola Davis loves your products.
Yeah, I actually just posted a picture of her with them on my Instagram.
Do you watch like regular TV too? Like, I loved like How to Get Away with Murder. Or are you just like all reality?
Yeah, I've watched it, but like honestly, like I think another reason why I love reality is, I'm so like boss during the day, and I'm so like matter of fact that when I go home, I just want to watch some dumb shit, or like why I'm slamming 50 emails out to people, like Jenny and Samib, 90 Day Fiance arguing, or people like using a translator to talk. Like, I just laugh, you know, it's like takes you away for a second.
But I get it.
We all love it, you know?
Did you watch Love Island?
Did I watch that?
I didn't really watch. I literally had it on with the sound off, because the people are so fucking hot. They were so hot that I was just
really?
Like, oh yeah. I mean, it's over now. It was on like over the summer, at kind of at the same time that Big Brother was on, which is also a great show if you don't watch Big Brother.
Did you watch that show Coupled a while ago? And it was
no.
like a dating thing. Okay. So Michael Carroll was one of the producers of that, who was a producer of Tour Group. And he was giving me like all the behind the scenes tea, like why they were filming. And I guess like they were like trying to like, like you know how producers are. They were like, no one's going to pick this guy and we're going to make him cry. And he was crying and all this stuff. I just love all that behind the scenes stuff, you know?
People don't realize that like producers are, they will go there. They will go there.
It's an art. I love watching these people. When I'm like on other people's shows and stuff, I'm like literally the way they finesse stuff. It's
like, if you don't think you're being manipulated, let me tell you here behind the velvet rope, you are. Like,
yeah,
that's just how it works.
Yeah. And like,
they're not your friends.
Yeah. Remember when Denise like didn't show up and like, they were like saying to Garcelle, like, how dare she do that? You know? And
like, they just showed in like the secret scenes, like a few weeks ago on Beverly Hills, where they showed the secret scenes, they showed like something with Denise, and like one of the producers came in and like was screaming at her, like, just fucking do it. Or it was like behind this. And I've been at filmings like for New York and New Jersey. Yeah. Like, you're just, I mean, they, listen, they'll get what they want, these producers. Like,
I want to know more about this hookup, you know, with Brandon.
Well, I was like, in the beginning, I was convinced it didn't happen. I was like,
I think it happened.
Now I do. Now that it's all said and done.
I totally think it happened. I mean, okay, so Michelle that was on tour group with me, and I don't want to say too much about it, but her and Brandy had a big falling out.
Really?
Yeah, and then I ran into Brandy at a WeTV party. This was like last year, like September-ish or something. It was funny.
Nice to you?
Yeah, she's great. All we did was drink and talk shit about the girl from the tour group.
Interesting. No, I mean, I think it happened. I mean,
I 100% think it happened.
I mean, I feel bad for Denise, but not really because of Brandy, just because of everybody, really.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're on a TV show, come on. Shit's going to come out. That's what happens.
Kind of.
I mean, what are you going to do? Like, oh, I want to talk about this, but not this. It's just not how it works.
I mean, I think it'll be.
And if you don't want to talk about it on TV, honey, them fans and them blogs will find out. So somebody's going to find out.
And like, what are you there for at that point, really?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, do your job, get your check. What do you think about NeNe Leakes leaving?
I mean, honestly, I'm personally okay with it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm okay with it.
I like Kim Zolciak's tardy for the party show.
That's She's a good. Funny. I just love the Atlanta Housewives. I think it's so good. I mean, yeah. I think the show is fun. And listen, Kenya Moore is a national treasure. I love Kenya. Oh,
I love her. She's like my favorite. So I'm actually shooting the cover for this magazine called Alpha. So I'll be shooting, I think. Another girl is shooting on, I don't know if I'm supposed to say names, but we're all going to be shooting together. The other girl is like a really big name. But Kenya just shot the cover, and they actually just sent me the videography of her cover shoot, and her wow. little daughter Brooklyn was on it, and oh my God, it was gorgeous. Yeah.
Are you shocked at like how big your company has become? I mean.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I wasn't really planning on, like, I... You know, like I had like my little warehouse, and I had my little like showroom in the front, and like local people that knew me could come buy stuff, and I would like pack my own boxes and stuff. Like now my operations manager, Michelle, like we have a full warehouse now just for shipping. She fucking hates it when I come in there. Like she literally was like, you're not allowed to pack boxes. You send people the wrong shit. You're the worst employee ever. And I'm like, okay, I'll get out of your warehouse, Michelle.
Wow. And you said you're about to go public? Part of your company?
Yeah, I have a Canadian brand called Mariana Naturals.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, that's the event that we did to kind of start that Peter came and saved the day. And so we are going public on the Canadian Stock Exchange. We actually just got all of our paperwork and stuff. So it should be done in like 2 months. I'm very excited.
See, so like you're giving advice on 90 Day Fiancé.
My assistant says, she's rich, honey. You know, well,
I was just going to say, like, you need to now beware of like people that want to come along and make you their sugar mama.
I've been there, done that. Not doing that anymore.
Right?
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Do you love being in Vegas? Vegas is fine.
I love Vegas, but next year I like Vegas. My business is here. Everything's great. I love my employees. I'm so lucky. I have people that have been with me 5 years. Like when I had like nothing and I was like my operations manager, I told her, I was like, she was like, I had like one other employee and sorry, it said low battery.
It's okay.
Okay. I had like one other employee and she had a job and she was working for me like for extra money. And I was like, can you just quit your job? And she's like, I have two kids. I'm like, trust me, it'll be worth it. And the bitch just got her stock options last week. So.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm really lucky. I have really good employees, but I treat my people good too. And I let them know that I appreciate how hard they work. You know, I'm not just like coming in and out, bossing everybody around. I mean, we're like really like the big family here, which is great.
That's good. What about your event that Gina Kirschenheider and Emily Simpson were at? Which event was that?
So that was my store opening in Boulder City, like our main location. I wanted to do it in the town that obviously supports me because this is where all my factories are and stuff. And it's like a small little town outside of Henderson. And it's literally like, when the Christmas parade is going on, you feel like you're in the Hallmark Channel. It's one of those little things, you know? So yeah, they came out to host the opening. Emily and I still talk to Emily a lot. I text with Gina a little bit, but Emily's great. Actually, I hooked Emily and Alexis up together so they could do that scene on The Housewives. So yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
How are they to deal with?
Emily's great. I gave her, like, you know, some advice, you know, like from what I know of other people, you know. I think it'll be interesting to see, you know, how the show goes with, you know.
Are you shocked? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I can't believe they're not there. You know what I mean? But we'll see how it goes. You know what I mean? Because I don't know how much Shane and Bedore, I can take, you know. I mean, there's only so much. You know, talking about your frozen fish meals that, you know.
I mean.
By the way, I ordered those for my friend as a joke, as a birthday gift.
Really?
Yeah. She said they were disgusting.
I mean, Tamara and Vicky have been, like, to me personally, like, in my life, like, they've been so nice to me. So I just, like, judged, like, they're both really nice.
I've never met Tamara. We have DM'd about products, you know, because she has the CBD company.
Yeah. And
I do a ton of CBD products for private, because I do a ton of private label. A lot of other people's brands is actually coming out of my factory when we put their label on it.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, so yeah, we do a ton of wholesale, but she was always super nice. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I think it'll be an interesting dynamic. I think Kelly Dodd's kind of like the top bitch. Sorry. I mean,
she is now, I think.
Yeah, I mean, now she is, yeah.
How did you meet Alexis? I've never spoken or met Alexis in my life, but I'm obsessed with her.
Oh, my God. If you want to have her on or talk to her.
I kind of do. Great. Jesus Jugs is a legend.
Oh, my God. She is literally the best, the funniest woman. We are, like, so close. I'm so close with her kids. Like, other than my goddaughter, like, her three kids are, like, those are the only kids I care about. Her kids and my goddaughter. That's it.
Where'd you meet her?
I met her through a guy named Billy. Just hooked us up on Twitter. This was like when I was first starting Beauty Kitchen. And then we just hit it off. And then we didn't hang out a ton when she was with Jim, you know, because we talked a lot. Because, you know, Jim's not really, I mean, she was going through a lot that a lot of people didn't know about, you know? But as soon as she got divorced, she got her new house. Went right to OC, stayed with her. Yeah, she's in a great relationship now. I love Drew. They have such, like, a little blended family with all the kids. Drew's a really good guy.
Did you hang out with Jim a lot forever?
No, but last time we saw Jim, I had to go with Alexis to sign some papers, and Jim was looking good. He's slimmed down, and he's
really?
He's always been super nice to me, you know, and I'm around his kids a lot. And I think obviously, like, he wants to make sure that I'm not like some batshit person, you know, but yeah.
That makes sense.
He's been nice. And I know him and Alexis have a great relationship. You know, they get along great.
Did you watch Alexis when she was on Below Deck for that one appearance? Do you watch Below Deck?
I was actually supposed to go with her.
Really?
Yeah, I was. And I just decided not to at the last minute because it was supposed to be like a bunch of single girls, like and then I think there was like her trainer and his wife were going to go at that time, but Alexis hadn't met Drew yet. So we were planning on this like girls kind of like trip, you know, for Below Deck. And then it turned into like a couples thing. And I was like, I'm not going to spend $15,000 to go on. Cause I'm sorry, people don't know. You have to pay to go on that show.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Because one of my friends was like, let's go on. And here's my thing. Cause I'm like a really, I would have been good on tour group. Cause I'm like an avid traveler. I've been to like 55 countries, 7 cons. So I was like, I don't want to pay all this money to go to places I've been. before.
Yeah, and I
if it was an interesting trip, maybe.
Yeah, I was going to pay it because it was going to be like Lex and her really good girlfriends from OC. And we were trying to get some other girls to go that we know. And I was like, it would be just like a fun vacation. And then we were going to stay longer like they ended up doing after the, they stayed before and after their 3-day trip. But then she met Drew, which I'm so happy for her. It just clicked with them. And then she invited him. And then it was like another couple. And then I was like, eh. Like, I don't want to go be like the single girl watching everybody. Like, everybody's having sex. And I'm like, what the fuck? Eating my chips in the middle of the night? No.
And you have to pay the tip, too. And, like, I'm always like, who's giving?
It was $15,000 with the tip. Yeah. Yeah. It's, but, I mean, that's a lot. And it's only 3 days on the yacht. I mean, I'm sorry, but, like, I've done yachts before. And, like, you can get, like, stuff for a week for, like, $50,000. And you have, you know, 10 friends, you're paying $5,000. You know what I mean? Like, it's a little much, you know?
And plus
it's like, and like that show, you know, like they always talk shit about the guests, you know? It's like, the only way I think I would do it is if I did, and I still talk to the casting people with it. And I'm like, maybe next year, if I do like a retreat for the company, and then it's basically use it as like a commercial for my business. You know what I mean?
That's not a bad way to go.
That's a smart thing to do. I've seen other people do it on Below Deck, you know, do photo shoots for their clothing company or like, you know, a girl filmed her music video, you know, and that's fine.
I like this idea for you.
Yeah.
I mean, bring some products, have a meeting.
Bring a photographer, you know, stuff like that. Yeah. I mean, that's a possibility, but I didn't want to go with a bunch of couples as much as I love them. I didn't want to be the
Yeah, it's a little. Do you know, speaking of the orange?
No, I can go hang with her and Drew at her house and spend the night and hang with all the kids and all that stuff. And that's totally different. But like in that kind of setting, you're like, you don't want to be by yourself, you know?
Is Alexis so happy to be off the Housewives?
She is. I don't want to speak too much for her, but she'll totally talk to you. She's totally cool like that. Yeah, I know that she was extremely like, got a lot of anxiety even just doing that one scene with Emily. You know, she's in a happy place. I tell her all the time that she should go back because I know that it was for sure offered to her. And she just doesn't want to do it. But, you know, me, my own selfish reasons, you know. I'm like, I said, I'll watch the kids while you go film.
It's a lot of drama.
Emily wants her on too, and so does Kelly. You know, they all want her back on, but I don't know. I think she's in a good, I know she's in a good place right now. So maybe it's just not for her. I didn't really, like, I wasn't around her a ton while she was filming. So I don't really know what she really, really went through.
I mean, it certainly doesn't, I think, help your relationship. Mm-mm. You know.
And I know her and Drew are going to be, you know, getting engaged and married and all that kind of stuff. So she's planning her life, you know. She was married for so long, you know, let her live a little, I guess.
Are you excited for Salt Lake?
I am. Actually, we already sent products to like some of the cast. They should be posting. Yeah.
They should be posting. I'm going to post that. I was waiting. I was going to post, but then I was like, let me wait till I talk to you first.
Yeah. Yeah. And some if there's anything extra that you want, just let me know, of course.
I have to go through it.
Yeah.
I have to go through it. It was like, those were the products that I have it literally right over here. Those are the products that stuck out to me. No, they were all great. They smelled good. The packaging is great.
Thank you. I just rebranded everything last year. I actually rebooted my blog because that's kind of what started Beauty Kitchen. And I have a whopping 70 followers. I've been so busy. I haven't been able to promote it, but.
Yes, you have 70 followers, but then you also have like 90,000 followers on Instagram.
No, because I'm not telling people to go follow it yet because I've been so busy. I'm just like doing a little bit of posting, but so I actually, tonight at midnight, the blog comes out, The Importance of Pacing Yourself. And I talk about all the stress I went through during the rebrand, you know, like literally threw myself in the hospital, you know.
A rebrand is hard.
Yeah. And I thought I could do it in 2 months.
Do you love the social media aspect of this business? Like all keeping up Instagram. It's like a full-time job.
I don't do it. I have a person that does that for me. They just screenshot me the DMs that they think that I should look at. You know,
that's good.
You know, I mean, I really don't. And then I have Nick and Haley that do all my business pages. They're amazing. And V Entertainment is the company. But yeah, I just don't have the time. I mean, you can get consumed in that shit. You know, like I do look at memes, like, and all the memes I post on my story, those are all like the ones that I like, you know? Like,
totally. I
posted one last night and said, did you come? And it said, yeah, to my senses. Give me my eyelashes. I'm out of here. I'm dying.
That's funny.
I love memes. Like, I'm like, I need to find a boyfriend that sends me memes all day and I'll be like in love.
I just love a good Instagram story. I'm like, that's my thing. To me, it's like Instagram and then everything else is just, maybe I'll get to it. I'm all about the gram.
Yeah. Yeah. My Twitter sucks. I don't even tweet.
I have someone who tweets for me. So there you go.
Yeah. But
it's Instagram is all me.
Are you on TikTok? I refuse.
I can't get into it.
Well, I can't do any of those dances.
Do you know who's great at TikTok? Speaking of Housewives, Megan King Edmonds. Speaking of really? The OC. All her stuff is like, she's really, it's on point. Because it's like clever. She's good on it. She's good on it.
Yeah, I don't have it. I don't want to get on it. I remember it took me years to get on Instagram. I was like.
Same here.
I'm not posting pictures on there. I have Facebook. You know,
it's same here. And now it's like, if you write me on Facebook, it will take me like 9 months to respond to. It's like,
same.
Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, this is like a really important message. Like, I'm just seeing this now. Like, who checks Facebook messages?
No one. I put my Facebook on my assistant's work iPhone and like all my shit's logged in on his phone. And I'm like, just go through and go through the messages every now and then and stuff, you know, and then he'll like screenshot me. Like, cause you know, there's always like the like horny dudes that message you. I'm like, laughing.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're my assistant. You live with me. Like, I think you pretty much know everything. So just delete it. You know?
Is your assistant a woman or a man?
A gay man. Perfect.
Well, right. Yeah. I think that, you know,
I love it.
That's good.
One of his first jobs was to set up a brunch and he decorated everything so perfect. And I didn't have to do, yeah, it was great. He was on Pinterest, you know, he knows what he's doing.
You're like, you're the best assistant I ever had.
Yeah, he's great.
Did you ever have like a starstruck moment with all these people that use your products where you're just like, you know, like you're at the Oscars or you're in a gifting suite, you're just like, holy shit.
Yeah, you know who I was holy as shit over? Daniel, the guy that was in Mean Girls.
Oh
yeah. I love
that's a good one.
Yeah. And then also, I know Lindsay Lohan pretty well. I actually, through her parents, I was going to volunteer in Africa. So I went to her place in Dubai and we went out and hung out and I didn't have any clothes cause I was volunteering in Africa and I had only, so she let me wear all her shit while I was in Dubai. Yeah. She's a sweet girl.
I have a friend who's really good friends with her too. She grew up with her in Long Island.
Yeah. She's so nice. Yeah. And I like her mom and her dad's cool too.
I mean, you know what? The real people, at least you could say, like their dad, you know, like they don't really have any airs, which is what I love.
No, she's very cool. Like and a cigarette on her balcony, you know, with her, you know, totally cool.
So you had to borrow all of Lindsay's clothes in Dubai.
Yeah, she actually was like, you can't go out like that. And I was like, well, I didn't know we were going out. I was just coming over here, like, to say what's up, you know? Because her parents, like, introduced us, you know? And so she was like, no, you're going to go out and, you know, here, just put this on. And I was like, oh, okay. It was fun.
And she must love living in Dubai because they kind of leave you alone there.
Yeah, yeah.
With the paparazzi.
I'm sure, yeah. I really want to this COVID stuff. Like I'm really ready. Like you said, you travel a lot. I love to travel too. I've been like everywhere and I'm like already planning on where I want to go. And I'm like, when she reboots her beach clubs, I'm like, I'm there, you know?
Did you watch that? Lindsay Lohan's
Beach Club? Yeah, I actually liked that show. And you know, the guy, the whatever his name was.
Panos, I think.
No, Panos. Brett, the guy from Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Vegas,
was on it. He's such a little douchebag. Like, it was so funny. Like, we used to laugh our asses off because we would see him in magazines and it was like, celebrity sighting Brett from Lohan Beach Club. And I'd be like, nobody fucking cares about you. You
know? I like forgot which ones were which, but there were some hot guys on that too.
Yeah. I liked the show. Yeah.
And Double Shot of Love with Pauly and Vinny. That was just in Vegas this past season.
I didn't see that. The only connection I have to Jersey Shore is I'm friends with Jen Hartley. You know, Ronnie's baby mama. I just texted her yesterday about a house because she's doing very high-end realty now.
Oh, really? Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So I'm, like, trying to move, like, in January. So
Jersey Shore is a good one.
Yeah, I never really watched it.
It was good. But, I mean, it all comes back to, like, Bravo. Did you watch, like, the real estate shows, like $1 Million Listing, LA, New York.
I love those shows. Yeah. I used to be so in love with Josh Flagg. When that show first came out, I was like, oh, he's like my perfect.
He's a good one. Josh Altman is my favorite though, as far as the realtors.
Yeah. I love them all. Frederick's awesome. I just love the show. I like the drama and I love to see the real estate. Like sometimes I'm like,
gorgeous.
Okay, first of all, like, how do people like live in New York? You know what I mean? Like you get like nothing. Like Vegas, like
I know.
Dude, I'm looking at these houses and I'm gonna go because my house is like Tuscany kind of right now. You know, like kind of like, you know, like the Teresa Giudice style, you know, like the inside, you know?
Whose house is on the market?
Oh really?
But it's,
they're gonna
Yeah,
somebody's gonna have to redo the whole inside because everyone's de-Tuscanizing their houses
completely, and it's like overpriced too. I think it's like I forgot it was like 2.9 or like 3.5, something like that.
Yeah, but that's not bad for that house because of the area.
It's not, but it's where it is in New Jersey. It's kind of it's not like in a busy area. It's kind of in the middle of nowhere. Just trying to be nice. I'm just trying to be nice to Teresa. It's overpriced for what it is. It's huge though. It literally is huge.
Oh, it looks huge. But yeah, like I'm looking at I'm going to go completely modern. Like as Josh Flagg says on Million Dollar Listing, if he has to look at another white square modern, you know, how that's what I want.
So, that's what I would want too, honey. That's they're, all.
They're popping up everywhere in Vegas. Everywhere. Like, and some of them have, like, I don't even care about a big pool because obviously I don't know how to swim. And I love my pool now because it's 5 feet. Like, it's a very modern pool and it's like 5 feet all the way. I'm never going to find that again, you know?
Never.
So I just got lucky. So I'm like, they have like these little plunge pools, you know, it almost just looks like a little, like a square, like hot tub slash pool.
Yeah.
And then like an area that's flat that you can lay out on with like an umbrella, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, that's all I want. But yeah, there's so many moderns popping up everywhere and I'm loving it because I know I'll be able to find what I want.
And it's probably like no amount of money compared to New York.
Oh my God. Like some of these big houses, like we're talking like $1 million, like rentals, $5,000 a month. Like, I mean, I'm going to get an apartment in LA and I'm probably going to spend $5,500 in LA for an apartment and then spend the same amount here for a house.
Yes, you are.
But I've got to have a place in LA because I'm there all the time. Like I always stay at Chateau Marmont or Petit Hermitage. Like I'm going to be there next Monday and Tuesday doing interviews for my blog. I have to spend.
You'll save money by getting an apartment.
Yeah, I'm going to stay at Petit again, but I'm like, I really just kind of want like a one bedroom somewhere to just put my shit when I'm there, you know?
Well, why don't you call Kyle and Mauricio's daughter to help you find your rental?
I know, maybe I should go on $1 Million Listing.
Seriously. I mean, you never see those guys do rentals though. I mean, high-end rentals, yes.
No, the guy in Malibu does.
Madison?
Yeah, he does those seasonal rentals, but those are like, that's not Malibu. That's too far. I need to be like, I don't know. I like WeHo. You know what I mean? I like that area. I feel super safe over there. Like, it could I walk would, at night. I'm not worried, you know?
That's the only area I'd want. WeHo or anything like right off Sunset.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
there's some cool houses. Sometimes I watch $1 Million Listing and I'm like, who the hell is that developer? Some of the developer guys on there are so fine.
I would agree with that. I mean, yeah. The house
is... I'm like, I've got something you can develop.
And they're rich and just, they're business-minded. You're like, yeah, I'm like all down with it.
Yeah.
And Selling Sunset is also, you like love Selling Sunset.
I do. I just saw something that's one of the girls left.
Davina. It just got, yeah, it got announced like very recently. So she's leaving.
Why? So she's I don't know why. Show then, or she's, they're going to film her at another place.
I don't know. I think she's not on the show. You know, so I interviewed a lot of them for this podcast. And the one thing I really thought about all of them is I'm sure they love the fame, but they really were all real estate focused. Like they were all really, I mean, not all of them, but for the most part, they were like, we're doing this to help our business. And I believe them that it really wasn't
the same,
you know, not Christine necessarily, but the others, I really felt like they really just wanted to work and do the job. So
Christine was the one that's on Dancing with the Stars.
No, that's Chriselle.
Oh yeah. She was, God, that was a weird, those were a couple good episodes about the divorce.
That's all I talked about when people came out. I was like, did you see Justin Hartley? Did he come to the office? And everyone, listen, they're all very media trained. They didn't get sloppy. They were like, I'm like, tell me something. I'm like, they're too business savvy. They were like, they wouldn't even give it up. I'm like, I want to dish the dirt. Do you ever come to New York for business?
Look at him different now though, because I was like, that's kind of of course, none of us know that there's always three sides to every story, but that's kind of dirty, you know?
I mean, to text someone that you're married to that we're done is kind of strange.
Well, I mean, and they were, that she was with him like before, you know?
Yeah.
All the fame and stuff. I don't know. Maybe it got to his head. I've known some people that shit's gotten to their head that shouldn't have even gotten to their head, if you know what I mean.
Well, and I mean, I think the worst offenders of that are reality stars.
Yeah.
I think she's
still on Dancing with the Stars, or did she get booted off yet?
No, she's still there. I think she's going to go like really far.
What about Carol Baskin? Is she still on there?
No, she is gone. She's gone. There was all this drama. She gone too early. Like it happened like a few weeks ago, I think. But I know she's gone.
I thought they were
going
to keep her around for ratings.
I would think so too.
You know Joe Exotic's rolling around his jail cell pissed off, going screaming that bitch Carol stole my life. I should be on Dancing with the Stars.
Listen, right when Tiger King came out, I was like, I need to get anybody from there on this show. And it's just after like a day or two of trying, like to no avail, I'm like, I'm over it now. I'm moving on.
We sent products to some of the people that were on that show.
Carol would never, though. She's like way too big. You know, she's like just...
I think she killed her husband. I'm sorry.
No, I think so.
I mean, the whole thing is like, okay, like, so he supposedly flew a plane that he wasn't supposed to fly. The whole thing doesn't make sense. I don't know, but somebody needs to get Joe Exotic out. You know who needs to get Joe Exotic out? Kim Kardashian with her prison reform. Wouldn't that be great?
Do you still watch The Kardashians? It is so good still. So it good.
It is.
I love it. Like, it's still one of the, I mean, okay, yes, it's scripted. Like, there are little scenarios that happen each week, but it's so good.
It is good. And I'm sad that they're not going to do it anymore.
You know what show is great, too, was Rich Kids. Did you watch Rich Kids of Beverly Hills when it was on E? It was like Dorothy Wang.
Yeah. Dorothy Wang was great. I remember her from the show. Yeah.
He had some great shows. They had a great
roster. Why did they do that show again? They only did the one season?
I think it was like three, but I don't think the ratings were great. I think they like slipped and they were, I thought it should go on forever. I was like, this is the best show ever.
Yeah. I wonder what they're going to do like to replace the Kardashians. Do you think any of the Kardashians will do a spinoff, or you think they're all done?
I think they're done. I mean, like Scott Disick would, but he had that spinoff and I don't think it went well. That flipping
houses. The flip it like Disick. Yeah, there was a couple of hot developers on his show too.
Listen, I think Scott is like one of the most entertaining parts of the whole show. I think he's so fun.
Yeah, he's very good looking too.
I love me some. He's cute.
Yeah.
Where can everybody find you online? And also, what else? Is there anything you want to cover that we didn't cover here today? I'd like to give people a chance to talk about anything that we would like that we haven't touched upon.
Not really. I do have some things coming out, but I can't say right now.
You can't?
Yeah, because of contract stuff. But
well, you can come back on.
Yeah, for sure.
How am I going to keep in touch with you? Should if I DM you, it's going to go to your assistant. Someone's going to get it.
Get myself from Lindsay and just text me.
Ask. Yeah, I'll get it.
But yeah, I guess if people want to help me out and follow my blog ask Heather Mariana blog, I think it is on Instagram. and I'm just posting, and I just thought it was a good thing for me to this whole COVID thing really makes you think differently about stuff. And I really want to share boss advice and all the things that I've gone through building this company, and share some tips and don't do this mistakes that I've made for other women that are, you know, trying to build their business or guys or whatever. I think it's a good opportunity for me to do that now, and it keeps me away from, you know, I'm more of a homebody, so it gives me another thing to do, which I like.
And I come to, before this world, I used to come to Vegas all the time. So when the world opens up.
You're in LA?
New York City.
Oh, New York.
If I was in LA, then I would be like, let's hang. But yeah. If you're ever in New York, but I really do go to Vegas a lot before the world shut down. So I'm hoping in 2021, the world is open a little bit.
For sure. And you can come by my new modern house.
And where can we find you on Instagram?
@ Heather Mariana, and then the company is Beauty Kitchen Junkie and Mariana Naturals.
And everyone, I really did try the products. They're amazing. And tell your team, one of the best gift bags, baskets.
Yay.
You guys covered everything. I'm like, this is way more generous than you needed to be. So,
well, now you're going to have even better skin.
honey, I need it because we're not getting any younger. Like, look at these bags under these eyes.
Well, I do a lot of laser and filler. So, my friend tried to whiten my teeth the other day and we couldn't do it because I have so much shit in my lips. We couldn't stretch them out.
My teeth need to be whitened like nobody's business. So, but you're amazing. Keep in touch. Get your stuff from Lindsay.
Yeah, just text me and I'll save you.
Awesome. Thank you. I love talking to you. So much fun.
No, thank you. Bye.
Have a good day. Bye.
Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're @ Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are @ David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.